Hi, welcome to STANLIB's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within STANLIB. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And for this week, there hasn't been a huge amount of data. Obviously, the focus in South Africa is very much on the upcoming election. But we did get the release of South Africa's consumer inflation numbers for the month of April. So I think we should go through that and just understand where we are. The numbers look slightly better. And I think it does increase the possibility of the Reserve Bank starting the interest rate cutting cycle in the second half of the year. Internationally, not a huge amount of data. So for this week, we're simply going to focus on South Africa's latest inflation numbers. South Africa's inflation data for the month of April was a little bit more encouraging and generally surprised on the downside. During the month, the CPI index went up 0.3%. The market was expecting an increase of 0.4%. And that was enough to result in the annual rate of inflation moderating down to 5.2%. At the same time, core inflation has eased to 4.6%. And if you consider that a couple of months ago, core inflation was up at 5%, that is a much more encouraging outcome. If we look at the breakdown of inflation, it wasn't a big survey month, so not a lot going on. Transport contributed 0.1% to the monthly increase. And that really came about simply because the petrol price went up further. Outside of that, there were no big survey numbers. And so it was really about what didn't contribute. And that relates to food inflation. During the month, food inflation came out much more under control. And as a result, the headline rate of increasing food inflation has moderated further, bringing it nicely inside the target range. If we then consider that agricultural food inflation is reasonably under control, manufactured food inflation is inside the target, I think there is less anxiety around food inflation generally. At the start of the year, there was a concern, the Reserve Bank was certainly expressing this concern, that the El Nino effect that was playing out around the world would negatively impact South Africa's agricultural production, leading to an escalation of food prices. So far, that hasn't happened, and food inflation overall has continued to moderate, certainly in the last 3 months, bringing the inflation rate for food down to 4.4%. And if you think a year ago, food inflation in South Africa was sitting at 14%. That's a significant moderation, and suggesting the Reserve Bank for the moment can have less anxiety around food. If we look at the other components, there are many areas of South Africa's inflation which you would say are incredibly subdued. If you look at, say, for example, clothing, that inflation rate is 2.4%, footwear, 2.2%, appliances, minus 3%, public transport, minus 0.6%. So there's no doubt that the weakness in the South African economy is keeping an element of South Africa's inflation rate well under control. So where does the problem lie in terms of our inflation outcome? It really rests with some of the administered prices, in particular, obviously, the electricity price, where that inflation rate is up at 15.3%. We've got medical aid inflation at over 10%, water inflation at almost 8%, education inflation above 6%. And unfortunately, those elements are really fairly unresponsive to interest rates. In other words, the Reserve Bank can't really impact the cost of electricity through changes in interest rates. And so it's largely outside of the control of monetary policy. It also means that when we look at the inflation rate overall, interest rates, I think, have done what they can possibly do. I don't think you could expect that inflation can be much lower than where it is right now, and that holding interest rates at these levels is really going to do more harm than good. In other words, it's putting the economy under pressure, and I don't think it's going to benefit inflation significantly further than it already has. So that increases the possibility of interest rate cuts starting in the second half of the year. I think our inflation numbers will move below 5%. towards the end of the year. At the same time, we're expecting the European Central Bank to start cutting interest rates next month. We think the Bank of England will follow that within a couple of months. I think that the US Federal Reserve likely to start cutting interest rates in September. We're also seeing a number of emerging markets embark on their own interest rate cutting cycle. So all of this to me is lining up for South Africa's inflation rate when it's below 5% to open the opportunity for the Reserve Bank to start to cut interest rates. That suggests they could cut interest rates twice this year and then continue those cuts into next year. Obviously, that assumes that the outcome of the election is palatable. It doesn't disturb markets, it doesn't result in a very significant weakness, for example, in the exchange rate. And then I think the argument for the Reserve Bank to cut rates will grow or will intensify as we go deeper into the second half of the year. And I think the Reserve Bank will respond to that. So for me, it was a good outcome in terms of the inflation reading. Not a big survey month, no huge surprises, but the overall message suggests that for the moment, inflation in South Africa reasonably under control and probably as good as it can be within a range of, let's say, 0.5%. I don't think it's going to do a whole lot better during the course of this cycle. And so the Reserve Bank can afford to start to cut interest rates second half of the year. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.